So in today's chapter, we have the story of Mahabharata. So I will try and avoid any background noise, but I'm so sorry if it's still there. I'm gonna try my best. Okay, so let's proceed the chapter, okay? So in the north of India, there flourished a kingdom with its headquarters at Hastinapur. And King Pandu was ruling the kingdom after his father's death, as his elder brother Dhritarashtra was born blind and therefore not qualified for the rulership according to the tenets of that age. King Pandu had 5 sons who were known as Pandavas. Dhritarashtra had 100 sons who were called the Kauravas, the eldest of whom was Duryodhan. Bhishma was the uncle of Pandu and Dhritarashtra. After Pandu's death, his children Pandavas were brought up and educated along with Kauravas under the supervision of Bhishma and the patronage of Dhritarashtra. Drona was a skillful teacher who taught them all with all the unique techniques of warfare. Pandavas were intelligent and brave. Within a short time, they could master the art of warfare. Yudhishthira, the eldest of the Pandavas, succeeded his father as the king. Duryodhan was jealous of the Pandavas. When Yudhishthira was proclaimed a king, Duryodhan could not keep quiet and watch. He employed all foul means to destroy Pandavas, and every time he tried to kill them, he met with a failure. On Bhishma's advice, the kingdom was divided into 2 parts. The better one, with Hastinapur as the capital, was taken by the Kauravas, while the Pandavas took the other half and built a new beautiful capital city called Indraprastha for themselves. Dhritarashtra was quite affectionate towards his son and Pandavas, but had the weakness to be sympathetic towards his eldest son's sorrows and disappointments. Once Duryodhan invited Yudhishthira for a game of dice, wherein the former, with the help of his cunning and deceitful uncle Shakuni, defeated Yudhishthira by using all fraudulent means. As a result, Yudhishthira lost not only all his kingdom and possessions, but also Draupadi, the wife of all the Pandava brothers. Draupadi was humiliated by the Kaurava brothers to such extent that an attempt was made to disrobe her in public. Her honor was saved by Bhagwan Shri Krishna, a great family friend of the Pandavas. Finally, it was settled that Pandavas should live in the forest for 12 years in exile and further 1 year incognito, untraced by anyone. After successfully completing these 13 years of ordeal, when the Pandavas claimed their kingdom, Duryodhan refused to part with even that much little land as he could be covered by the point of a needle. The good offices of Shri Krishna to bring sanity to Duryodhan, who was intoxicated with power and greed, proved futile. The Pandavas were left with no alternative but to take up arms against Kauravas to regain their kingdom through tricks, treachery and all sorts of fraudulent means. A war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas became inevitable, and both the sides mobilized their troops and took their respective position in the battlefield at Kurukshetra. So that's near modern Delhi. Bhagwan Shri Krishna was the charioteer of Arjuna, the mightiest of the Pandava brothers. Arjuna asked Shri Krishna to place the chariot between the 2 armies to enable him to have a glimpse of those with whom he had to fight. Although till that time he was in full fighting spirit, when he saw his brothers, elders, teachers, relatives and friends standing before him, ready for the fight, his determination gave way to weakness of head and heart. He lost his enthusiasm to fight and told Shri Krishna that he did not want to wage the battle against his seniors, relatives and friends for the sake of paltry kingdom. When Arjuna refused to fight, Shri Krishna gave him a good piece of advice, enlightening him upon where his duty lay. This marvelous advice delivered by the Bhagwan in the battlefield at Kurukshetra is the immortal song divine, the glorious Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which epitomizes the whole gamut of knowledge contained in all scriptures. Sage Vyasa offered Dhritarashtra the power of sight, which would enable him to see the events of war. Unwilling to see the inevitable massacre of his son, the blind king desired to know full details of the war. To fulfill Dhritarashtra's request, Vyasa bestowed Sanjaya, the trusted minister of Dhritarashtra, with divine intuitive vision by which he could know not only the incidents of the battlefield, but also the ideas in the minds of the warriors. After 10 days of the war, Bhishma, the commander of Kaurava army, was severely wounded and thrown off his chariot. When Sanjaya informed Dhritarashtra about the incident, the blind king became very sad and asked him to tell all the details of the war. The reporting of Sanjaya about the events of the war, including the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna at the battlefield, is contained in the Bhishma Parva of Mahabharata, wherein the Gita text finds place. The Gita opens with a question of the blind king to Sanjaya, asking him what happened on the battlefield when the two armies faced each other in the battle formation.